Anticipation of what federal funding will be requested from the federal economic stimulus legislation was at the top of most conversations at the Capitol in Juneau today. A resolution on the Senate floor to request all possible funds from Washington, D.C., even those not approved by Governor Sarah Palin, was postponed because too many members were absent, but the Finance Committee opened hearings on the projects. Management and Budget Director Karen Rehfeld, from the start, assured members that everything from the federal package is still available.
The governor has not rejected any of the funds that are currently in the federal economic stimulus package.
Although no vote was taken on the acceptance resolution, members of the Senate still debated its merits. Majority Leader Johnny Ellis said the state needs some damage control as a result of the governor's announcement of her stand on the stimulus money last week. Ellis said the message was national, and our congressional delegation must now counter the perception that Alaska doesn't need any federal help.
They're the folks that are now in the position of trying to convince their colleagues in the Congress that Alaska needs money for the Coast Guard, that Alaska needs money for education and training, that Alaska needs money for infrastructure. So we're taking the infrastructure money, but a third of the money was pretty much rejected. Now, I know there's some backtracking and some explanations, and I give people credit for maybe stepping back from some very forward positions that I think were understood quite clearly across the country.
Minority Leader Jean Theriault said the governor's decisions were procedurally no different from any federal income, and she expects legislative committees to follow the same process. Legislators ask the standard questions the governor wants answered. What is the state's obligation if it accepts the money, and do state statutes need to be changed to legally use it?
In addition, if the money is a one-time slug of money, what happens when the money goes away? Will the federal government expect us to come in and backfill with general fund dollars? Or if the federal government doesn't anticipate that or expect it, what do we expect the citizens of Alaska to expect from us when the federal funds go away?
Anchorage Democrat Betty Davis summed up the frustration in dealing with the subject. She would like to see better communication from Governor Palin clarifying her intent.
I feel that a statement needs to come from the governor and not the minority leader to tell us what her intentions are. It would make me feel much better about the situation that we are facing at this point. I wouldn't deny that many of the things that the minority leader stated is not true, but we need to hear it from our governor. And I would encourage her to get in touch with both bodies to let us know what her real intention is for the stimulus package.
The House is scheduled to hear the stimulus resolution and to debate legislative response tomorrow morning.